Come sit with us at Berean Bible Fellowship. We're about to listen to Pastor Bruce David Bell as the Lord speaks through the truth of His Word. Come sit with us.
Today we are going to spend some time looking at Psalm 67. Psalm 67. A psalm that was perhaps written by David, the shepherd boy, who became the king of Israel. God chooses whom He wills to represent Him on this earth. Man looks at the outward appearance, the appearance of success, of accomplishment, the credentials that validate us in the minds of many people. But God sees the desire of our heart. He sees if we love Him. He sees if we love Jesus Christ above all else, despite our failures and our shortcomings. And perhaps from that time that David spent alone on those hillsides, caring for his flock of sheep, he recognized the value and the joy of singing praises to God and to glorify His name. And perhaps there is a lesson for us here as well. Life is a series of lessons. Lessons that the Lord wants to teach us. But as many of us well know, sometimes we are slow to learn those lessons, and the Lord repeats them in our lives over and over again until we get it. So we might just pause here for a moment and ask ourselves a question. What brings us the greatest joy in our life? God already knows the answer to that question, but perhaps He wants us to recognize that answer for ourselves as well. Do we spend time in His Word each day? Do we value that time? Do we look forward to that time? We always seem to find the time to do the things that matter to us, things that are important to us, things that bring us joy. Do we take the time to sing praises to the Lord and to glorify His name every day with a heart that is overflowing with love for Him? I know we're busy. I know we're very busy. We're all busy. But if we are too busy to do those things that please the Lord and bring glory to His name, then we are too busy to do what truly is important in this life and for eternity. Something to think about. And so, we are also told at the beginning of this psalm that this psalm was to be sung with the help of stringed instruments. Maybe not by us, but the fact is that this psalm is a song. In fact, all the psalms are songs. They're hymns. Hymns of worship that are to be lifted up to the Lord with a joyful noise. They are spiritual nourishment for our soul that, like food, we need every day. Maybe that's the way we should think about the Psalms. So the psalmist begins this song where we all need to begin, where we must begin. He begins with a plea to God for mercy. And so he says in verse 1, O God, my God, Elohim in Hebrew, the one who is in the heavens, the one who expresses himself as Father and Son and Spirit, be gracious to us, Hanan in Hebrew, show mercy to us. Do not deal with us according to our sin, which is great, but deal with us according to your compassion, according to your grace. Forgive us of our transgressions, which we have committed against you and you alone. Deal with us according to your mercy and your forgiveness that are found in Christ Jesus, our Lord. This is the foundation of our relationship with God. For without forgiveness, we remain enemies of God, we are told in Romans 5:10. So that is where we must begin. Without Christ, without the sacrifice, his sacrifice for us, there is no forgiveness. There is nothing that we can do to ever be good enough to please God. We all fall short of his divine standard of perfection. Only the Son can please the Father as payment for our sin. But with Christ as our Savior, we can cry out to God to bless us, we are told in verse 1. Only those who belong to Jesus Christ can cry out like that. Baruch in Hebrew. We kneel before him and we seek his favor. We cry out to him that he might cause his face to shine upon us. Or in Hebrew, that his face might brighten like the dawn, that he would smile upon us. Think of that. God smiling on us. And so at the end of verse 1, it says, Seleh in Hebrew. What does that mean? Well, it means to pause for a moment. It means to think about these things that the psalmist has just said. And then to lift up our voice, to lift up our hearts to the throne of grace. The blessings with which we are blessed are a gift to us, a gift from God. But they are also a gift that we are to share with the people of this world. So we pray that the Lord would give us the commitment, that He would give us the strength, that He would give us His strength to make His way, derech in Hebrew, His path of salvation, clearly known to this world. Help us, it says in verse 2, to bring the truth of your word, to bring the truth of Christ to the people of this earth, the truth of your salvation, eyah in Hebrew, the promise, your promise of victory and of deliverance from our sin through your Son. Help us to bring it among all of the nations of this world. Lord, help them to believe so that the people might see, so that they might see the truth, and so that they might praise your holy name. O God, let all of the people praise you. And the psalmist adds this in verse 4, let the nations be glad. Not much to be glad about today, is there? But we can be glad about this. Let your favor flow like a river to refresh their hearts, to refresh our hearts, to refresh their souls, so that they might cry out and sing with tears in their eyes, tears of joy, tears of rejoicing because of your grace, because of your mercy to us, to them. Lord, so many people are lost in the blindness of their sin, in the confusion of their heart, lost in the confusion of their minds. So, it is our responsibility as those who belong to Jesus Christ. It is our privilege to bring the good news of the light of Christ to those who sit in the darkness of their sin. But Lord, without your help, Lord, without your strength, we can do nothing of eternal value. As those who belong to Jesus Christ, there is nothing more important in this life than to worship the Lord. There is nothing more important than to magnify His name by our words, certainly by our lives, as witnesses of His grace towards us. And sometimes our lives speak louder than our words, don't they? And so we agonize, we weep for the people of this world in prayer who are lost in their sin. And just in case you haven't heard, we are told in verse 4, the time is fast approaching when at the right time, according to the plan of God, the Lord Jesus Christ will return to this earth and He will judge the people of this world. Safa in Hebrew. He will evaluate everyone according to His word. The same word that we have been given in the Bible, the word that we have right before us. And he will pronounce a sentence of life or of death upon the people. And he will act, it says, with uprightness, mishor in Hebrew, on level ground. He will act with fairness. We all have the opportunity to come to Christ for salvation. It's here in his word. All we have to do is read it and believe and receive it. Even today, we have that opportunity, even at this very hour. So, what are you waiting for? Time's running out. But you know, many people do not see the value of that salvation. And perhaps you are one of them. And so we pray that you, O Lord, will lead many of those people who hear these words to yourself, that you will guide the nations of this earth to your Son. And so, at the end of verse 4, once again, the psalmist says, Selah. Once again, he encourages us to pause for a moment and to think about these things. We are not our own. We're in the hands of God. And so it says in verse 5, let the people praise you, O Lord. Let all of the people praise your holy name. Let them worship you alone, for you alone are worthy to be praised. Shout it out over and over again. God is our refuge and our strength. And so it says in verse 6, despite the curse of sin upon this earth, upon the ground, the earth has yielded its produce to us. God provides for us in many ways every day. Every day is another day of life, of breath. Every day is a gift from God to us. So we sing to him, God, our God, blesses us. He blesses us so that all the ends of the earth might see and know the truth, that they might see there is a God in the heavens and that they might fear him, it says in verse 7, Yare in Hebrew, that we all might stand in awe of him and tremble before his mighty power in Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
You've been listening to Bruce David Bell, pastor of Berean Bible Fellowship. If the Lord has ministered to you through this message and you would like more information, then visit us on the web at bbfva.org.